在线英语听力室 tinroom.com 欢迎您。
Under the proposal, the loans, which would come from funds already appropriated, would be made available immediately to Chrysler, Ford, and General Motors. In return, the three automakers would have to submit restructuring plans by March. Congressman Barney Frank, a Massachusetts Democrat, discussed aspects of the proposal at a Capitol Hill news conference Monday.
They will have to be able to demonstrate by the 31st of March that based on this, they can go forward in an efficient way and producing the kind of cars that we think will sell.
Critics of the U.S. automobile industry say years of mismanagement have been responsible for a decline in sales and plant closures. Speaking on the Senate floor, Republican Senator Mitch McConnell of Kentucky said members of his party would demand that any plan aimed at helping the industry include a firm commitment to significant and fundamental reform.
Troubled automakers cannot expect taxpayers' help without a serious commitment to change their ways permanently.
Speaker of the House of Representatives Nancy Pelosi sought to assure Republicans that that would be the case.
Unless the restructuring that is called for in this legislation and the goal of viability is achieved by March 31st, there is no justification for spending any more taxpayer dollars as a loan or in any other way.
Supporters say the aid is needed to prevent the collapse of one or more of the three major automakers, which could cost the industry millions of jobs. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid.
We must act not to reward the executives of the big three for their failures, but to invest in the millions of Americans who could face the consequences of their failures.
The White House is considering the proposal and is vowing to work with lawmakers. Spokeswoman Dana Perino.
If we can meet halfway with Congress on some of these issues and get the legislation here, then we can get this done and we can hopefully help to turn around the automakers for long-term viability, which will be in the benefit of everybody.
The proposal includes strict oversight provisions, including the creation of a position to oversee industry restructuring. Supporters hope the Senate and House will vote on the legislation during their brief post-election session this week. Deborah Tate, VOA News, Capitol Hill.